KEY today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about some really cool stuff. Matter of fact, we're going to be joined by a representative of the Ford Motor Company who's going to be telling us about the electrification projects within the brand. Also, a little later on, we'll be joined by a representative of a tire company to be in all honesty, that I've never heard of before, Vogue Tire. Also, in this hour, we'll throw out a trivia question, and we'll bring you some additional automotive news and a motorsports update. Why don't we do the motorsports update right off the bat by bringing forth our news editor here on the broadcast, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, welcome.
NASCAR's most high-profile races. The season has been bittersweet, though, as McMurray just missed out on being eligible for the chase for the NASCAR championship. The Ganassi driver showed that he really does belong with the contending big boys as he passed Kyle Busch on a restart with 21 laps to go and cruised to the win in a Chevrolet at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. McMurray was better than all the title contenders to become the first non-chase driver to win a chase race at Charlotte since the format began back in 2004. Busch led a race-high 218 laps, but had to settle for second in a Toyota after McMurray easily passed him on a restart. Busch had to hang on for his spot when four-time defending series champion Jimmy Johnson, who spun early and dropped to 37th, completed an improbable comeback in his Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. Denny Hamlin was fourth in a Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota and lost more ground to Johnson in the chase race. With five races remaining, Johnson holds a 41-point lead over Hamlin. They go next to the Martinsville Speedway, where Johnson and Hamlin have combined to win the last eight races. Greg Biffle and Roush Fenway Racing teammate Matt Kenseth finished fifth and sixth in Fords. Joey Logano was seventh to put all three Joe Gibbs Racing cars in the top seven. Kevin Harvick was eighth and maintained the third spot in the standings, but dropped 77 points behind Johnson. David Ruderman and David Reagan rounded out the top ten. And Brad Keselowski pulled away from Martin Truex Jr. on a late restart at the Charlotte Motor Speedway last Friday night for his fifth win of the season, extending his series point lead to 450. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate your update as usual. And why don't we throw out a trivia question since we haven't had a winner on today's broadcast. Let's go back in automotive history right now and throw out a question about a vehicle that was sold for a brief number of years. Why don't we make it a trivia question about a particular vehicle that was made by the folks at, I'll put it out this way. Who made the vehicle known as the Fuego? Which car company brought us the Fuego? That's the question. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Which car company brought us a vehicle known as the Fuego back in the late 70s, early 80s? The Fuego. Who made that? 800-259-9231. Right now, we're going to focus on electrification. We were talking about the Chevrolet Volt in a previous hour of the program. Right now, we're going to talk to Ford's Director of Electrification Projects. It's my pleasure to welcome Sharif Markabi to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Sharif. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, why don't we begin by talking a little bit about electrification projects as far as defining the three specific types of vehicles within the program that you have going on within Ford. And this is an area that I'm going to learn as you tell us as well, because I'm not up to speed on a lot of this electrification technology. What's an HEV vehicle?
Yeah, so we've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we've had the Escape hybrid electric vehicle on the road now for about 5 years, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion hybrid, and the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrid, which is, runs on high voltage, about usually over 350 volts. Batteries, and what it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, ICE, and then it's supplemented with electric power, if you will, from the battery or electric energy. And it alternates back and forth to get the customer better fuel economy. So for a mid-sized sedan like the Fusion Hybrid, it gets 41 miles per gallon in the city, which is very good for the customer. So with the hydroelectric vehicles, the customer doesn't actually have to do anything different about how they drive their car or how they gas up their car. So you just gas it up like you normally do. You just get much better fuel economy. So that's the hybrid electric vehicles.
Excellent.
Go ahead.
And then BEV, I would imagine, is battery electric vehicle?
Yeah, so BEV, it's a lot of new terms. So battery electric vehicle, basically you eliminate the engine altogether. So you have a large battery in the car that is used as the only energy to drive that car. And then you have usually the electric motor that drives the wheel through a gearbox. No engine and no full transmission. It's usually a very simple gearbox. And we're going to be launching a commercial vehicle, the Transit Connect, in the next couple of months, mm-hmm. which is a nice small delivery car that basically doesn't have an engine. And by end of next year, we'll be launching our Focus, a small size vehicle with also only a battery electric energy.
Wonderful. And explain what PHEV is. Is that partial hybrid electric vehicle?
No, it's actually a plug-in hybrid
vehicle.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's in between a full battery electric vehicle and a hybrid electric vehicle. So for those customers that have a short drive during the week, let's say 20, 30 miles a day that you're driving during the week, you have a good-sized battery that you'll be using mostly electric energy during the week. So you plug it in at night in your garage. You drive daily on that electric energy that you just powered your car with. And then the beauty of a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle is after you deplete the battery, if you will, or the battery is out of charge, you still have the gas engine, and it will drive like a hybrid electric vehicle. So, for example, if you have a long trip over the weekend, you don't have to do anything different. You can just drive it like a hybrid vehicle. And then during the week, once you plug it in, you'll have that short drive on mostly electric only.
Excellent. So it goes back and forth between the plug-in electric battery pack and a traditional gasoline engine. Is it similar to what we were talking about in the first hour, the Chevrolet Volt, in that it is a generator that constantly keeps the vehicle in electric mode, or does it convert back to a traditional gasoline-powered engine once you've exhausted your battery power?
In the plug-in hybrid electric technology at Ford, what we do is we take our hybrid electric vehicle, which is, the vehicle that we've had on the road, the same technology, take that to the next level, and then we use the larger battery. So the engine is not used as a generator. The engine supplements the energy from the battery. So
excellent.
Alternate back and forth. But when you do have the electric energy, the engine comes on very little during your drive. It only comes on when you need a lot of power.
Okay, hold on, Sharif. We'll come back and tell folks lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or $5,000 repair bill. Even if your factory warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-871-4131. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. That's 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 15th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13,83.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,19.74, $709.87 for a half ounce, and $354.93 for a quarter ounce. $14,19.74, $709.87, and $354.93.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. We're getting the inside scoop on Ford's electrification projects with the Ford Director of Electrification Projects, Sharif Markaby. And Sharif has been telling us about HEVs, BEVs, and PHEVs. Let's talk a little bit about batteries. Certainly, the battery technology continues to evolve. It seems like the lithium-ion battery is the latest taking over for the nickel metal hydride. Tell us a little bit about battery life and what we can expect in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, there's actually been a lot of revolutionary changes in battery technology, as you mentioned. In the 90s and early 2000s, nickel metal hydride has been the popular automotive battery for hybrids. And what lithium ion is, which is basically a different formulation in what's called the cathode inside the battery, it really provides a much lighter battery that goes into the car and also smaller battery, so you can get more energy, if you will, with a smaller battery in the car. As far as battery life, you know, one of the reasons you haven't seen lithium ion, you know, until recently is we've all, as an industry, been doing a lot of work to making sure that the durability is there, life is there. So we test the batteries to the same standards as we test anything else in the car. At a minimum, 10 years, 150,000 miles durability, which we don't see issues in achieving that with what we're seeing in our testing. The challenge with batteries is it does have a different capacity or life under very harsh temperatures. So when you're talking about a very cold environment or a very hot environment, we try to control these batteries in the car so that it's in a comfortable, kind of like human beings. They, you know, batteries are like human beings, lithium ion. They like to be at comfortable temperatures. And what we do is for high energy batteries, like the ones that go in electric cars or some of the plug-in hybrid cars, we liquid cool them or we provide heating to provide, you know, that comfortable temperature for the battery. The other thing that we're working on is when in the hot temperatures, when you have your air conditioning on or you have high accessories in the car, it affects the range, especially in a battery electric car, which obviously if you don't have an engine, you are only relying on that battery to get you home or wherever you need. So we're working on some of these challenges and to make sure that one is that it's durable, it lives to the minimum requirements that we have, and two is if you are going to get less range because you have accessories on, we make sure that the driver knows how far they have, and then if they would turn off some of the accessories, they can improve the range in that car.
Let's talk a little bit about emissions, something that lots of folks are interested in these days. And I understand between these different technologies, there are some nuances that you need to inform us about. What's the PZEV and ZEV for all three of the types of vehicles within Ford's electrification program?
Well, the good news is what those terms stand for is ATPZEV is Advanced Technology Partial Zero Emission Vehicle. And then there's ZEV, which is Zero Emission Vehicle, which is really only the electric car, which provides no emissions whatsoever from the gasoline engine because it doesn't have a gas engine. For ATPZEV or Partial Zero Emission Vehicle, it's a very low level of emission of any pollutants for a drive, a typical drive cycle. And Ford's strategy for both hybrids and plug-in hybrids is to meet that stringent requirement of ATPZEV. And this is really important because there's not, just one reason to have these cars. I mean, obviously, the customer wants to get a very good fuel economy, very, low use of gas. But also during that use of gas, you want to make sure that, the emissions that comes out of that vehicle is extremely low for the environment.
And another thing that is very interesting to talk to you about and to inform our listeners all around the country is, how charging time and efficiency shakes down for these three different types of vehicles, because Again, this is technology, Sharif, that continues to evolve and continues to change, but how does it look now for HEV, BEV, and PHEV vehicles as far as charging time?
Well, for hybrid electric cars, HEVs, there is no concern whatsoever because you don't have to charge them. The charging of the battery happens as you're driving through the engine. For plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, it really depends on the size of the battery and the range that you have on your battery. But we try to keep the charging time. There are two types of charging for most customers. The regular 110-volt outlet that we all have in our garages. But then there's the 220-volt outlet, which requires some wiring in your home to get it out to your garage or any public station. And for 220, the benefit is you cut your charge time by half by using the 220. And what we try to do is make sure that, you know, no matter how big the battery is, even for a battery electric car, let's say that gets, you know, 80 to 100 mile range, that the charge time does not exceed 7 to 8 hours, which is what we think the typical, you know, overnight charging needs to be.
And let's compare the differences of what we find under the hoods of all three different types of electrification projects within the Ford Motor Company. Are there significant challenges in the area of underhood packaging? I mean, we're all pretty much familiar with what a hybrid power plant looks like. You've got a traditional gasoline engine and then a battery pack somewhere within the vehicle, but I would imagine a plain battery-powered vehicle has different requirements, and certainly a plug-in vehicle will have different requirements as well.
Sure. On the battery electrics, because you remove the engine, it's wide open under the hood. So what we normally do is we would put some of the electronic modules that drive the car and obviously the electric motor that drives the wheels if it's a front-wheel drive in that area. The plug-in hybrid will look like a hybrid electric under the hood. So you have the full engine and all the accessories. And then on top of that, you'll have some of the high-voltage modules, and it's usually pretty crammed under the hood there. The plug-in hybrid electric, the biggest challenge is really packaging the batteries for those plug-ins and battery electrics. So we look anywhere in the middle of the car, somewhere under the seat, to the rear and in the trunk area. And what we try very hard to do is not intrude into the cargo area or the passenger area.
Well, Sharif, we're going to have you on for a longer lesson, but in the meantime, thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk to a representative of a tire company called Vogue. I'm Bob Long.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Auto World's Bob Long with a really special deal just for you. The folks at California Car Cover Company are going to give you a discount if you put in my name, Bob Long, in the discount code box at calcarcover.com. You'll get 15% right off the top of your order. So log on to calcarcover.com or call 800-423-5525 and use discount code Bob Long.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. Breeze. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. We've got lots of cool stuff going on, including a trivia question. So far, we haven't been able to come up with a winner, so why don't we throw out that trivia question one more time. Are you ready? Here it is. The trivia question at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are looking for the, well, let's, looks like I just got a winner here. Matter of fact, I just did, just instantaneously, I got a winner here from Gino. Gino's in Pennsylvania, and so he has come up with the correct answer to the question. So we'll come up with a new trivia question after we introduce and bring forth our next guest. He is a representative of Hankook Tire. It's my pleasure to Vogue Tire, rather. He's a representative of Vogue Tire, and it's my pleasure to welcome to the airwaves of Auto World someone who's going to be telling us all about it. So let's welcome the gentleman right now. Greg, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate very much you being with us here on Auto World.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about the history of Vogue Tire.
Well, Vogue Tire has a great history. We've been around since 1914. Company invented the white wall. We started out here in Chicago making tires for limousines.
Mm-hmm.
And working with the chauffeurs, the founder was a chauffeur himself. And since then, we've evolved into we call ourselves the Tire Dealers Tire Company. We were the first tire company to emphasize the car dealership channel. And for years, I think we've been known for our white wall and gold stripe product that we've sold on Cadillacs and Lincolns and luxury cars all throughout the United States.
Excellent. Our very special guest is Greg Hathcock, who is from the Vogue Tire Company. He's telling us all about the history of the company. And as you mentioned, that famous gold tire, the gold stripe, the white wall tires with the gold stripe, when did those first come into being?
Well, those first came out in the early 60s. We were looking for something a little different, and we were working with Kelly Springfield, and they hired a designer, an art designer out of New York, and they came up with some ideas and started on that, and it's been incredibly successful for a long time now. It's interesting. It's such a recognizable product, and people just know us as being the white wall and gold stripe tire.
Excellent.
All over the world.
As president of Vogue Tire, I would imagine you're faced with many challenges in today's world. Consumer electronics seems to be moving at a really rapid rate, and of course, automobiles are also evolving quite a bit. How about in the realm of tire technology? Tell us a little bit about how your company keeps pace with all the latest inventions and incarnations.
Well, we've worked with Goodyear for years. Goodyear's been, they purchased Kelly Springfield years ago. In between working with Goodyear and Kelly, we are always on the front end of all the different developments you need in terms of, you look at the types of tires that are coming on cars nowadays. I mean, everything seems like it has a V or a W or a Y speed rating. The regulatory side of it is pretty intense, especially since the Tread Act came in after the Explorer situation in 2000. And so there's certainly no shortage of things to do. Luckily, our industry, once you've been in the industry for a while, you get to know people, and whether it's in the trade journals or other tire companies or everything, everybody's pretty really wants to work and help everybody else. Because we all recognize that, the better we can make the industry and all the products in the industry, the better off we all are. I mean, doesn't do anybody any good to not have everybody up to speed and taking care of things, and especially in terms of customer safety.
So true. Greg, I quite often like to point out to folks that, you can have a 600-horsepower engine, but the truth of the matter is, if you don't have decent tires, you're not going to transmit that power to the ground. And even when you're transmitting that power to the ground, the contact patch of an average tire is actually not that very big at all.
That's true. It's tires are so important to how your car performs, and knowing what you need for the way you drive your car is really important. Yet a lot of people really don't know much about it, and all the people I went to college with and everything, no one went into the tire business, and I used to get a lot of blank stares when I talk about some of the things we were doing, but it's pretty interesting when you get in it. I mean, when you understand what you start talking to an engineer or someone that races their car or something that really knows what they need in terms of performance and what they're looking for, there's some pretty fascinating things going on.
Let's do a little tire 101, so to speak. Greg, you being the president of Vogue Tire and a tire expert, lots of folks I find don't know how to read the numbers on the side of a tire. So why don't we begin with an average tire these days? Let's say it's a 275. That's the first number, and then / 45 ZR 17. Explain those numbers to our listeners all across North America.
Okay. The 275, that is the section width in millimeters. And what that means is if you took the tire and had the tread facing you, standing up, and you measure, you have two parallel lines perpendicular to the ground, the amount of space between those two lines would be 275 millimeters. 45 is the aspect ratio, which is kind of tells you how high the SIBOL is relative to that section width, and that's a percentage. So that means the sidewall from the edge of the rim to the top of the tire is 45% as high, 45% of 275 millimeters.
Okay.
Z is the speed rating. And all the speed ratings are designated by letters, and Z is basically unlimited. They've since broken down Z into W and Y, and they keep making it. They keep making it a little more complicated. And R means it's a radial tire. And 17 is the width of the wheel, or the diameter of the wheel.
Excellent. And it's amazing to me how the aspect ratio of tires continues to get, squatter and squatter. I remember back when 100 years ago when I was in high school, if you had 60s on the back of your vehicle and 70s up front, that was really cool. And nowadays you get, vans running around on 50 aspect tires.
Yeah, between the aspect ratios and the speed ratings, it's really become, tires are getting more and more of an extravagant purchase for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people can get unpleasant surprises when they go to replace the OE tires in their car for the first time and they find they have summer, W-rated summer tires. And a lot of cars come with unique sizes now.
Yep.
So there's only one or two options, and they can get quite expensive.
Absolutely, and quite often you're stuck with some situations that you would prefer not, and quite often you're stuck with a large bill. We're going to have more all about Vogue Tire with the president of the company. If you've got a question, dial us up 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Join us each Saturday evening at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, for 4 hours of refreshing yet provocative discussion. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now. A voice of hope for a troubled world.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Please join us next Saturday when our very special guest will be Dr. Dan Junker. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We'll throw out another trivia question. The Mustang has brought the Boss 302 back for model year 2012. What was the first year for the Mustang Boss? What year did Ford unveil the Boss for the first time? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're chatting all about tires with the president of Vogue Tire, Greg Hathcock, who's been telling us about his company and their famous white wall tires with the gold stripe, as well as kind of enlightening us on some tire 101. Let's talk about some of the new products from your company, Vogue Tire. What kind of stuff are you offering right now? Tell us more, Greg.
You know, Bob, we just introduced our first signature V tire. It's the first of what will be a line of tires, and the initial size we've come out with is 245/40 R20 with a V speed rating. It's a performance touring tire with a new sidewall design that your listeners can see at our website, VogueTire.com, and features an asymmetric all-season tread and button snow rating, and gives, as you know, tires are all about trade-offs. And if you go a pure performance tire, gives you great performance, but you're going to most likely sacrifice something in terms of mileage or perhaps noise. It just depends. Every tire has its strong points and its weak points, and we've tried to find something that's going to give our customers what we think. They're looking for in terms of longer wear, still really good handling, and especially in wet and in snow, and a real quiet ride. This is a tread pattern that's been tested over a long period of time, and it's proven to be a really great tread pattern. It wears well and is really quiet on the road.
That sounds great. And I would imagine that lots of folks who have classic vehicles probably turn to you to get that famous white wall tire with the gold stripe as well.
We're not purely a classic tire maker. We're not like a Coker or a Kelsey or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really more pretty contemporary cars, but people that want to. Our customers is the person that really wants to personalize their vehicle. We sell a lot of custom wheels as well. We sell a lot of appearance accessories, E&G grills and that kind of thing. And we're really for the enthusiast that wants to buy a nice car, but also wants it to look unique
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a Cadillac or a Lexus or a Lincoln or Mercedes or whatever, it's you know, a lot of times those guys really want to stand out and do something different from what comes from the factory. Although the factory equipment's great, it's just people want to be a little different.
It seems like there's no question personalization has become bigger and bigger. And, of course, we got the big automotive trade show coming up in a couple of weeks out in Las Vegas, the SEMA show. And I would imagine you're going to have a presence there, Greg.
Yeah, we always visit. We do not display there,
mm-hmm.
but we always visit. We go out and get great ideas. We are able to see people we know and meet new people. And there's nothing more fun if you're in our industry than to go to the SEMA show, because you always learn something and run into people, and it's a good time. Do you go out every year?
Yeah, I certainly do, absolutely, and get to do a lot of interviews there on site. It's really an amazing event. It's kind of hard to put into words. You know, it has been up to 100,000 people from all over the world, and I know this year for the first time on the Friday of the SEMA week, they're actually having kind of a contest to allow non-industry folks into the show. So I think that's a great idea, because many people for years have been saying it should be open to the public one day.
I agree. You know, it would be a great chance, especially for the people that are displaying, because a lot of the industry people leave,
mm-hmm.
you know, Thursday night, Friday morning, and I don't see how it could hurt you to have a bunch of people seeing what you have and learning about your product and your industry. I think that'd be great exposure for everybody.
Absolutely. What do you find as far as mistakes folks make in purchasing tires? Is there one single thing that folks do that you wouldn't recommend, Greg?
It's hard to choose one. I think that maybe the most likely mistake you might make would be to not really take the time you need to learn about everything that's out there in terms of what would work on your car, and understand the strengths and I don't want to say weaknesses, but the relative strengths of different products, and then think about how you drive. Are you a commuter? Are you looking for quiet? Are you looking for a little more handling? Or if you live in a place where it doesn't rain much, maybe you don't need as much wet traction. It's just, you kind of need to think about what it is that is important to you in terms of how you use your tires. And
mm-hmm.
if you'd rather have a little more handling and you're willing to sacrifice some mileage, then that's okay. If you're commuting 40,000 miles a year, you may not want to do that. It's just, it's really, if you go to a reputable place and most, independents and places like, there's all sorts of great retailers around the country, Discount Tire and Bell Tire and everybody, that you could meet with a knowledgeable manager of the location and try to educate yourself a little bit about what it is you should be looking for. If they're really good at what they do, they're going to ask you what your driving habits are and what you need and what you're looking for, and can help you make a really good decision on what you're going to buy.
Tell us where folks can get tires from Vogue. Are they available directly through your company, or do you have distributors around the nation?
We have distributors around the nation. The best thing to do is look at our website, Vogue Tire, VogueTyre.com. And we have, you can type in your zip code, and we'll show you all the different distributors that are in your area. So, but we have a nice nationwide distribution network. We can get you service nationwide. If you run into an issue, you can always call us on our 800 number, and, you might end up talking to me. You might end up talking to Kevin Goyack, our executive vice president, we're a big enough company to take care of you, but we're small enough that, we're here to make sure it gets done right. So,
and I'm very interested to check out your custom wheels. Again, another part of the hobby which seems to be growing. I mean, years ago you would only find really hardcore auto enthusiasts buying custom wheels, but nowadays we're seeing many more folks getting into that.
There's no question. I mean, there's with the technologies getting better and how wheels are built and they last longer and they look better longer and there's so many choices. I think people, you can really, if there's one thing, the easiest way to change the appearance of your car is to change the tires and wheels, we think. And whether it's plus sizing or not, whether it's going with a different sidewall design on the tire or using chrome instead of a painted finish or a black, painted finish, or there's a lot of great things you can do. This way, as long as you get the right fitment for your car and make sure it's hub-centric, either, by the way it's built, or you have a hub-centering ring, and so you don't give up, ride comfort and everything, there's a lot of great choices out there. It's certainly, the market's toned down a little bit the last couple of years. I mean, people aren't doing as many 26s and the real aggressive fitments on SUVs and everything, but still a lot of real creative things being done on cars.
Absolutely. Greg, did you ever think we'd see that size tire? I certainly never imagined them getting to the size that they've gone.
Yeah, it was crazy. You go to SEMA and there'd be a 50-inch tire, and it was like every year people were just trying to outdo themselves, and it seems to have topped off a little bit, I think.
Yeah,
you start getting to, you were talking about aspect ratios going down, and it was getting down to the 20s, and unless you're driving a Porsche or something, it's pretty hard to... A bigger vehicle, potholes aren't going to treat you too well if you have that small of a sidewall, that's for sure.
Exactly. Not to mention if you're driving in areas of the country which unfortunately have potholes and things like that, it's very easy to damage one of those tires. Well, it's been a pleasure sharing this time with you. He is the president of Vogue Tire, Greg Hathcock. We'll definitely do this again down the road.
Great. And, thanks for having me on.
All right, terrific. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.